Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Monday, November 6th, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hi, Melody. How was the weekend?
Perfect.
I had a great one, too. I really did. I went to my great-grandson's second birthday party, and yeah, I had a great time with that. And yesterday afternoon, my youngest son, who's 45 now, and Marsh and I went for a ride and went by Shoney's and had dinner, and it was a good day.
Oh, sounds lovely. Sounds very, very nice. Okay. With that, you want to go to the I didn't do anything exciting.
You didn't. Anyway. Well, that's okay. Sometimes doing nothing just as much fun as anything else.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Well, let's go ahead and get to the markets because, you know, we had another little bit of a pullback with gold today. I thought it would be higher. It was. We had a high. What was the high today? We're looking at, again, close to that 2000 level, but came down $14 today at $1,980. Silver's down 20 cents at $23.10. Platinum got whacked 3% at $28 at $914. Palladium was also down 14 at $1,128. The USDX today, I mean, it's still below. After that big drop on Friday, it's up 0.18. That's it. 105.25. Crude oil was up, you know, just fractionally, 80.85. Paper markets today, we have the Dow up 34 points, S&P up 7, and the NASDAQ up 40. So no big moves there. European markets, the FTSE was the only one, that pretty much broke even on the day. Everything else was in negative territory. Asian markets, they were all positive. The Nikkei was up, oh my gosh, almost 2.5%. The Hang Seng was up 1.75%. The Shanghai was up almost 1%. 10-year yield, we're looking at 4.65, so that was a little bit higher today. And my favorite is natural gas. That was lower, down 6% at 3.274. So there's some interesting reports that are out, Butch.
Okay.
Just real quick here, if I can, you know, pull them up real quick. I think what was interesting is More home buyers back out of deals.
Mm-hmm.
As mortgage rates hit the 23-year high, home buyers are backing out deals at the highest rate in nearly a year. And, of course, mainly the mortgage rates. Roughly 53,000 U.S. home purchase agreements fell through in September. That equals to a little over 16% of homes that actually went under contract. That's huge. That really is a big number. And let's see, that's the highest percentage of canceled contracts since October of 2022. That was when the mortgages passed a 7% for the first time in 20 years. So that share is also up from 15% a month earlier. So, you know, take wind, ladies and gentlemen, because that has impacts. That means no appliances. That means no new furniture. That means a whole lot of things. No new jobs. Florida, which is interesting, saw the highest cancellation rates. Wonder why.
That's interesting. That's usually mm-hmm. the fastest growing.
Yeah, metros in Florida. Well, their homes could have been really peaked out across the country, you know, from across the country. Right, so they probably have higher values. Metros in Florida rounded up the top five cities with the highest share of cancellations, with Jacksonville seeing 24% of contracts fall through in September, followed by Orlando, Tampa, and Fort Lauderdale. So, you know, those are all the big cities in there. And let's see. I think that's about a pretty interesting report there to pay attention to, Butch.
Well, the insanity in this whole world, in this country, is I'm amazed that things are holding together as good as they are, quite honest with you, the way things are going in every way you can think of. But we're seeing more and more. We've got a lot of war news to talk about today. War news that's very important news to talk about, because I pray that I'm wrong on this. I keep saying this, but unless something intervenes real soon, Melody, we're going to see wars break out all over the Middle East, and we're going to be involved in all of them. And that's not going to be good at all.
No.
Not going to be good at all.
No. We'll touch on that, too. I just want to remember Maersk's, the mm-hmm. shipping company?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to slash 10,000 jobs.
Wow. That's huge.
That is very huge. Shipping container company is going to slash 10,000 jobs, citing the difficult container trade environment. Of course, what other environment would it be? Anyway, let's see. The company said the move would result in savings of $600 million in 2024. The company is based in Copenhagen. And, you know, what's interesting is they listed profits on their quarterly report, listed profits before taxes at $691 million, down, holy moly, down from $9.1 billion from the same period last year.
Ouch.
Let me read that right. Presented its quarterly report, which listed profits before taxes at $691 billion, down from $9.1. Wow. I would say that is challenging market conditions. And but look what's going on down in the Panama. You don't hear anybody talking about that.
No,
they don't want that information in the news. The industry is facing a new normal with subdued demand, prices back in line with historical levels and inflationary pressures on our cost basis. Given the challenging times ahead, they accelerated several cost and cash containment measures to safeguard their financial performance. Wow. And Butch, before we go on and you take over, I wanted to update. Got another notice from my payroll company that the issues that the global ACH deposits were having on Friday are still not solved.
Really?
That's, to me, This is incredible.
That's an eye opener.
It is a very big eye opener. So what really is going on? And wow. That is very muted. And you know what? Friday, I didn't get notice from my bank. I got that from the payroll company. Today, I got the notice from the bank. So that they didn't do anything over there. They didn't give you this report on a Friday. Mm-mm-mm. They didn't want people to know about it. They waited until Monday.
So what did they say the right reason was, or did they?
They just say it's an issue.
No duh. Okay.
Yeah, and that they're working very diligently on that. So working very hard. Yeah. But again, my payroll company said it was global, but the feds and the bank said they didn't name or mention the degree. And something's going on.
You know, well, usually when they have bank holidays or banks fail, it's over a weekend. Normally, mm-hmm. they just Friday and then Monday nothing reopens.
Sure, they can't have runs.
No, they can't. So this is, that should get your attention, folks. And how extensive is this? You say this global? You said
I was told it from my payroll company. It was a global issue.
So I wonder how many banks and customers are involved in this.
I don't know. They don't know who. They don't know exactly who's affected. Because when I got the report, it was pretty much, well, have your employees check to make sure they got their deposit. They don't know. So it was just a matter of, so people aren't getting deposits from ACHs. So all of those companies, or people who pay their mortgages and everything else through ACH, how many of them are not getting completed? We don't know. We don't know. But if it's globally, I think it would have to be a pretty big number.
Have you heard anybody else talk about it anywhere at all?
No.
I mean, you're not the only one affected, for sure. Someone, it's amazing nobody else even mentioned it.
Well, we weren't affected by it, but we got notices by it for it because they didn't know. Because it's all processed. See, they process it, but they didn't know if it went through. So they had asked me to have my employees check their accounts. Well, we all got paid. But so they don't know who did and who didn't get paid. And that's just payroll. ACHs have everything to do with, you know, if you have your automatic deductions and everything out, those are ACH accounts. So
if that would happen to spread, get any worse, my goodness, Mel, that could shut down a lot of things very quickly.
Personally, they said it wasn't hacking, but I have a feeling it had to be hacked. It wasn't a human error. It had to be hacked. Because if it was a human error, you'd think that'd be able to be fixed, you know.
Mm-hmm. Pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. So I would have to think that it was probably hacked, maybe. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I got one. So can I prove it? But, no, that's what opinions are.
But people don't understand this. Sometimes we don't think about it. But if somebody can build a security program on a computer and guarantee it won't be hacked, I promise you, it will be hacked. Mm-hmm. There's no one can build anything that's not hackable. Somebody will figure it out. You know that.
Absolutely. And you know what? With AI now, who knows?
Of course.
Who's controlling who?
I asked one of the heads of the bank, it's been 7-8 months ago, how do they hack into people's accounts? How do they know where to go? And they just set up a computer to run a bunch of numbers. I don't understand all this. But it'll run hundreds of thousands of numbers in just a few minutes. And when one clicks and when one says, hey, this is active, that's how they find your numbers. I mean, they don't have to go into some kind of scientific major move to get it. They just put a computer to run random numbers on the account numbers until they find one, and then they hack it.
And the thing of it is, they don't go after big bucks.
No, they don't. No. Usually it's $10 here, $20 there. Yeah.
Or, you know, if they hack into, like, they hacked into the Baltimore City. They were held hostage for months. They couldn't process real estate transactions and things like that, you know, because the city wasn't going to pay the ransom. So they hacked it. So, but they don't go after billions of dollars. They just go after enough to get paid. And you know, they've got a global network in order to steal from. So.
It is amazing. It really and truly is amazing. And folks, please don't think because you got your money in a bank or you can there or that you don't anything on a computer that's secure, because it's not secure. There's no such thing as secure in cyberspace. Nothing is secure in cyberspace. Nothing. Your photos you put on your phone are not secure. I mean, any of this can be hacked. And I don't know how people folks accept this to be true, because you can be hacked. You have nothing private online or on cell phones. Matter of fact, your phone spies on you 24/7 when you have it in your hand. It's just the way it is. So I don't know how to make it any clearer than that. I despise this technology. I know I have it. In order to function in today's world and do what we do on the radio and different things, you have to have some kind of means of communications. But I don't like it at all. Go ahead, Melody.
The signs are here.
They are.
These are all warning signals for you folks. And so I think that was pretty much the two biggest stories for me, I think, for the day. Child care costs, hey, they've only surged 30% in 4 years.
Gee,
I'm sure glad the Federal Reserve, the Federal Reserve is doing a bang-up job.
Well, the cost of candy went up 37% since last year, too, so figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. But, hey, unbelievable. But anyway, and you know what? Here you have, we know that, you know, we're just talking about banks, several major U.S. banks. They are talking about, here's a report. Where is it coming from? The New York Post. Major U.S. banks slammed with deposit delays. Well, as of this morning, it was not fixed per my bank. Let's see. The Clearinghouse spokesperson, Greg McSweeney, told Fox Business it experienced an ACH processing issue. It said it impacted less than 1%. I don't buy it, but not if it's global. And that's pretty much not any more than what we've already discussed. So anyway, what's next?
Okay, there's a lot. My gosh, almost through the first segment. That went by quick. But anyway, I want to share some more news that's affecting the world. It's affecting the U.S. I'm going to share some instances about this to show what's going on. And folks, this is only a tiny amount of what I've seen today. And this that should be shared, but we don't have the time. UN says Gaza war must stop and reported death toll tops 10,000. That's in Gaza, of course. Gaza is becoming a graveyard for children, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Monday, calling for an urgent ceasefire in the enclave, where Palestinian health authorities said the death toll from Israeli strikes has exceeded 10,000. But the Israel and Hamas militants who control Gaza have rebuffed mounting international pressure for the ceasefire. Israel says the hostages taken by Hamas during its rampage in southern Israel on October 7th should be released first. Hamas says it will not free them or stop fighting while ground web operations by Israeli defense forces and continued bombardment are hitting civilians, hospitals, refugee camps, mosques, churches, and UN facilities, including shelters. No one is safe, Guterres reports. At the same time, Hamas and other militants are using civilians as human shields and continue to launch rockets indiscriminately toward Israel, he said. Now, folks, there's a lot more. The next few articles are going to be so important. You're going to find out why there's a dead set to get Gaza. Now, I'm serious. You're going to find out why. I'm not going to get all the reasons what I think's going on behind the scenes. I don't know, But we're going to uncover something in a second that may shock some of y'all as to why this could be happening and why Israel's trying to take over the Gaza Strip. Now, I'm going to read to you, okay? Go ahead, Melody.
And that's our cue. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. Give Discount Gold and Silver Trading a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. Butch, here's another. Citigroup is considering deep job cuts.
Yep. So. Yeah, I mean, but you know what, really, when you mentioned Maersk, I mean, that's they're the ones that take the goods all over the world.
Yep.
I mean, if they don't have access, that means we don't have goods on the shelves.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't think absolutely.
It's hard to realize just how huge it is. I mean, I haven't been around ships for a long, long time, but I was stationed in the Air Force stations in different places and trapped different places. I mean, some of the ports and some of the ships you've seen docked in bays along with like San Francisco or San Diego, those things look like city blocks filled with goods. I mean, it's hard to imagine that what that's going to mean in the very near future. It truly is.
So, but
back to news on the war, though. Nasrallah vows to keep attacking American troops. Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, said the terrorists will continue to attack U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. Nasrallah made this comment on during a Friday evening's televised address to the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. The U.S. must be told be held accountable and pay the price for the crimes perpetrated by Israel and Gaza. Hence, resistance movements have attacked and will continue to attack American forces in Iraq and Syria. He added, Israel is a fragile state, as fragile as spider webs, and it requires American and Western assistance. Why else would the U.S. Navy have sent an aircraft carrier so soon after that attack on October 7th? Why would Biden, along with numerous American government officials, military leaders, and European leaders, visit Israel? Now, they're right. They're absolutely right. I mean, as far as the need our help, no doubt about that. And I'm going to share something, then we'll get into some more news on this, what's happening worldwide and here in this country because of this war. Now, this, I didn't make this up, folks. You can find this article online. Just type in massive oil and gas reserves discovered under Gaza. Israel grants development licenses. Israel is not in charge, or was not in charge, of the Gaza Strip. But they are already granting development licenses to develop the gas and oil fields in Gaza. Does that sound like this is plausible? Of course it does. Since the war started, Israel has already awarded a dozen oil and gas exploration licenses in Palestine to six different big oil companies, including BP. We should know by now that when both political parties in the U.S. show bipartisan support, something deeply sinister is happening behind the scenes. We should also know that when a superpower starts using human rights as justification for their actions, there's always an ulterior motive. Remember Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction, which you never found? For the Nations Conference on Trade and Development published a report on the unrealized potential of Palestinian oil and gas reserves. The report estimates these reserves could generate hundreds of billions of dollars for whoever develops them. It also criticized Israel for preventing Palestinians from developing these resources as a way to alleviate their massive poverty. Now, listen, folks. Israel will not let the Palestinians develop these fields, these gas and oil deposits, to prosper the country. OK Doomer reports, it just so happened that the U.S. is now proposing an international coalition of Western governments to preside over Gaza once Israel pushes its 2 million inhabitants into Egypt. There's some similar plans underway for the West Bank. Since the war started, Israel has already awarded a dozen gas exploration licenses to six different companies, including BP. They're going to explore exactly where those Palestinian oil reserves are located off the coast. Let's face it. This plan comes straight out of the disaster capitalism playbook, and it hits right in the middle of the global energy crisis exacerbated by the war. When it comes to geopolitics, there's no such thing as coincidence, and that's the truth. It's not just about oil and gas either. As Richard Melhurst explains, there's a wide range of economic and logistical incentives for the U.S. and Israel to depopulate Gaza, including the construction of a canal alternative to the Suez, allowing them to dominate maritime trade, giving them key military advantages. The preferred canal route runs right through the middle of Gaza. They've been planning this project for decades, and now they have a great moral cover story. All this looks like a repeat of the Iraq invasion, with Western countries antagonizing a rogue actor intended to do something that seems to warrant an extreme response. Likewise, the war in Ukraine has nothing to do with democracy, human rights, or even Russian aggression. It's about natural gas. Now, I'm going to stop at that. The article's on that, but I'm going to stop at that. But the cry for freedom and democracy, folks, has become nothing but a cover story for a lot of devastation, disaster, death, and profit. War is a racket, so said Major General Smedley Butler. Yes, it is a racket. It's a very profitable racket for those who know what's going on behind the scenes. Melody, this doesn't surprise me at all. I didn't know this, but it doesn't surprise me. Profit's always a motive for everything going on. You know that.
Yes.
The love of money is still the root of all evil. Period. Any comments on that?
No. I mean, even before this, when it's like, yeah, they want the water, they want the land, they want the ocean front for whatever, but big, you know, and that's, you know, what it's all about. And you're right, it is all about money. You know, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, and who knows how it will end, as too many number of thousands. But the sad part about it is, that's what they want to do, okay? But look at the division around the world on this.
We're getting that next. That's coming next.
It's staggering.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, true feelings are coming out, and they're using it, and now it isn't about anything else other than the Palestinians and Israel. That's and people are so focused on that. And listening to these people that are being interviewed, and it's you're hearing it even from Fox News. They've taken up their side. They don't do any independent reporting or anything like that. They've taken up their issue, their side. And if anybody says, well, you know what, maybe, you know, here's a good way you might be able to fix. Oh, no, we think Israel should go in there. And it's very sad for people who fall for it.
Well, somebody once said, I don't know who said this for sure, but, you know, the dollar leads away. The flag follows a dollar and the military follows a flag. There you go. Pretty well said it. Security experts. I say, the dollar leads the way. The flag follows the dollar, and the military follows the flag.
Follows the flag. Yep.
There you go. Security experts warn open borders will lead to U.S. terror attack. Now, this is nothing new at all. I've been hearing this for 30 years. They're coming in. And by the way, I'm going to say this before saying anything further. And folks, check it out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. In 1968, I think it was, the ICE... And the federal government changed the rules for immigration. Up until 1968, they did it. They kept most of the immigrants coming in, coming from Europe and countries of similar values. They didn't like other folks coming in because they knew it caused division among the society. They dropped that, and it's done on purpose. They want division among the society. They've got division among the society. They got the Palestinians protesting the streets, so-called Jews protesting the streets, and we see division everywhere going on. And this was something that they was frowned upon until about 1968, then they changed the rules. I wonder why. Anyway, the Washington Stand, this is from the Washington Stand. Border Patrol agents have found an improvised explosive device at the U.S. border with Mexico. As security experts warn, lax enforcement of immigration laws will invite terrorist attacks on American soil in the near future. Border Patrol uncovered an IED in Texas in September and another at the port of entry in Arizona in May. Officials have found homemade explosives, similar to the kind used terrorists used in to maim U.S. soldiers in Iraq since at least 2018. The discovery comes as officers encountered 736 people on the U.S. terror watch list this year and 286 people on the terror watch list between ports of entry over the last 3 years, compared to 11 during the last 3 years of Trump administration. What's coming across the southern border is not just Central Americans, Mexicans, South Americans. It is individuals from states that are bases for known terrorist entities like Cuba, Iran, North Korea, Syria, Lebanon. The San Diego Border Patrol issued a warning bulletin about a week and a half ago, and it said we need to be on watch for Hamas terrorists coming across the southern border, says Senator Steve Daines, Republican of Montana, Washington Watch with Tony Perkins Thursday. Earlier in the day, Daines warned that more than 500 people had illegally crossed the U.S. border who hailed from such hostile nations as Afghanistan and Somalia. We should be prepared that they could attack us from within, he warned in a press conference, standing alongside Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. U.S. officials encountered a total of 8,396,199 illegal immigrants during the Biden-Harris administration, according to officials, figures from U.S. Customs and Border Protection, including 3,201,144 apprehensions in fiscal year 2023, 2,766,582 in fiscal year 2022, 1,000,000 956,519 in fiscal year 2021, and 471,954 in the 9 months Biden held office in fiscal year 2020. That brings the total of illegal immigrants who entered the U.S. during the Biden administration. Now, folks, let me repeat that. Illegals who entered the border, across the border in the U.S. during the Biden administration to 10 million. But it does not include unknown gotaways. Border Patrol figures told Senator Daines, by definition, we don't know, but we think it's another 50%. So another 800,000 to 900,000 additional illegal immigrants who entirely evaded detection, Daines told Perkins. We have no idea who these people are. We're talking 10 to 15 million people. In the last 3.5 years, have come across the border illegally. And we know a lot of them are terrorists. Now, that's what's happened in this country, Melody, just in the last three and a half years. This nation cannot absorb this much longer, can they?
You wouldn't think so.
And especially if they come back with IEDs and other things, yep. It's going to get really nasty. And I know they're here. I'm totally convinced they're here. And we are going to go under terrorist attacks. And if you think it's been the region, this country, folks, until now, wait till they do it and they blame each other. See what happens then. Watch the fear escalate when towns, Miami, New York, or San Francisco, or the middle of the country starts getting hammered with terrorist attacks. What are we going to do then? Oh, I know. They'll crack down. They'll start making you have a passport to cross state lines. You're going to have permission to leave your house because everybody will be scared to death. They'll follow all the orders you're given. It happened with the virus. What's going to happen if somebody starts throwing bombs at you? Melody, go ahead. I'll be quiet a minute.
You know, they did a lot of testing and marketing research with the virus.
Oh, yes, they did.
Absolutely. And you know what? They've done things to, you know, I personally believe they did that with smoking and so many other things. Yes, it's good to stop smoking. It's good that everybody, there was a big craze. But they were able to control groups, millions of people. And it's the same now. We're there to be marketed, controlled. So.
Well, you know, Scripture and Revelation talk about the evil, the beast system will make merchandise and men's souls. We're seeing so much happen. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
This happened in Turkey. Police tear gas, pro-Hamas mom trying to storm airbase housing U.S. troops. Police near the Incirlik Air Base in Adana, Turkey, used tear gas and water cannons on Sunday to prevent a pro-Hamas Islamist mob from storming the facility that houses U.S. troops. The mob was an offshoot of a protest against America and Israel and in favor of the jihadist terrorist organization Hamas, convened by the Turkish Islamist group, the IHHS Humanitarian Relief Foundation. IHS convened what they called a freedom convoy for Palestine on Sunday to coincide with the protests against a visit by American Secretary of State Blinken to Turkey this weekend. So, and went on the article, went on to say that the powers that be, the organized, said, don't attack the police. They're on our side. They just have to do their job. Now, so they're attacking the Air Force base in Turkey. Who knows what they would do if they would break through? Who knows? So, folks, this is already escalating to countries all over the Middle East.
Is that why Blinken just went to Turkey?
I guess so. Yep.
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 U.S. nuke sub arrives in Middle East and message to Iran after threat to hit America hard if there's no Gaza ceasefire. Now, I may not have time to get through this. I'll try. A U.S. nuke sub has arrived in the Middle East, the American military has said in an unusual announcement. The move can be seen as a deterrent to regional adversaries in Iran, and the U.S. will be hit hard if there's no ceasefire in Gaza. Iranian Defense Minister Mohammad Reza Astami said the United States will be hit hard if there's no ceasefire. Our advice to the Americans is to immediately stop the war in Gaza and implement a ceasefire. Otherwise, they will be hit hard. On Sunday, U.S. Central Command said on the Ohio-class submarine that was entering an area of responsibility of Israel enters its 31st day of war. So that in order to, I guess, show a force, a sign of force and power, the U.S. is sending nukes into the Middle East. That should maybe make you stop and think, Melody.
You would think.
But just don't worry about it. I see the next big ball game's. And by the way, West Virginia lost the Wonder Ball game this past Saturday. So everybody's happy in West Virginia, so don't worry about it.
Yep, don't worry about it. But we do have to worry about our break because we're past the time. We'll be right back.
Your sweet love is going to save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it easy.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul, and talking about all the woes of the world and how it affects you and what you can do for when they do. They might seem far away right now, but Butch, it just totally amazes me the ability of to keep these paper markets together. But then again, I'm always reminded of these various countries whenever, like Venezuela, I've said that how many times, their stock markets were hitting record high, and yet people were eating in the street. So
yep.
That's, and I think that's exactly what we face. You know, we might have high stock markets, you might have Bitcoin that's roaring and everything else, but how are the people in this country living?
Well, you know, people ask me all the time, how I stay so up and upbeat, and you know, I like to laugh and pick on people and joke, and I love that. But my secret is not in the fact of this world. It is a melody. It's the fact that I am a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, and I'm in His hands, Now, no matter what happens in this on this earth, I have a better place waiting. That keeps me up and going, and that Bible says it'll give you a joy that's unspeakable and full of glory, and a peace that surpasses all understanding. And that's true. I have that, and I praise God for it. But that doesn't mean I don't live in the real world. And my job as an individual, much less a pastor, is to tell the truth what's happening, try to get people to get their eyes open. We're heading into very perilous times, are we not?
I do believe we are.
I know you are, yes.
You know, actually, we've been living
yes.
in perilous times, but we've been protected.
Yes.
And, you know, some people feel it, some people don't. And the only people that are heard about are those that aren't affected. So the people that are affected, they're not addressed. They're not, they're just put to the wayside. So it's, people say, well, and I've been doing this for blah, 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 nothing ever happened. I'm thankful each and every day that we don't wake up to a brand new world that's not a very good one. If they can extend it another day, hallelujah. You know, that means more and more people can maybe prepare and do things and so forth. Because when that day comes, it's going to be an overnight change.
Look how fast it changed for Gaza and Israel both. But yep. Look how fast it changed.
Yep.
I mean, and it can happen just as quickly here, folks. Please understand, with the terrorist groups in this country, it could happen in your city tonight. It could, and it will eventually.
Yep.
Thousands of pro-Palestinian marchers descend upon the White House chanting Echo Akbar, I can't even say that, and F Joe Biden as they demand ceasefire. Tens of thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters marched in Washington, D.C. Saturday afternoon before descending upon the White House to chant Allahu Akbar and F. Joe Biden as they accused of genocide and demanded a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. From the river to the sea, Palestinians will be free. The crowd dotted with Palestinian flags and signs cried as they started off the event, which drew attendees from across the country. Now, and Kamala Harris's stepdaughter, you all remember Kamala Harris? I think she's probably still vice president. I believe she is. Ella Himoff is promoting an $8 million Gaza fundraising campaign. Now, listen, folks, the vice president's stepdaughter is raising money for Gaza. Now, and be just the other way around, if she's raising money for Israel, I'll be saying the same thing. We have, I guess you could say, society's higher-ups, the vice president's stepdaughter, getting involved in this war also now, which is only going to cause more division. The stepdaughter of Vice President Kamala Harris is publicly raising money for Gaza, the Post has learned. Ella Imhoff, 24, whose father's first-generation Doug Imhoff is Jewish, affixed a fundraising drive supporting urgent relief for Gaza's children on her personal Instagram account. Makes no mention of the scores of Israeli children murdered among the 1,400 Israelis killed by Hamas terrorists. Her promotion puts a fundraising appeal in front of her 315,000 Instagram followers. The fundraiser, which has netted more than $7.8 million so far, is being operated by the Palestinian Children's Relief Fund, a nonprofit based in Kent, Ohio, which ranked in more than 21 million in 2021. Okay, we have her doing that. Why, in Florida, we don't feel safe. As anti-Semitism threats arises, South Florida Jews arm themselves. Melody, can you see this getting and boiling more and more every day? Can you see this pot starting to roll?
Oh, absolutely.
To be honest with you, I hate guns, Peter, 76, shouted of the sound of the gunshot Saturday afternoon as his wife took aim at a target at Gun World in Deerfield Beach. But it's better us than somewhere else. The Jewish couple had arrived for the intro to handguns lesson with Florida firearms training about noon. Peter, asked to keep his last name private for safety reasons, had shot a rifle decades ago. His wife had never shot a gun before. By the end of the day, they would be returning home with one. So would Justin Youngelson, 58, and Sandy Lazar, 65, a South African Jewish couple from Lauderdale by the Sea, and Jackie Rubin, 64, a former Orthodox Jew who converted to Christianity, who wore a T-shirt with a giant heart on it and described herself as a very peaceful person. Across South Florida, Jewish residents are buying guns and learning to use them, many of them older, more liberal-leaning people who never thought they'd touch a gun in their lives. Spouses are dragging each other to lessons. Children are going with parents. Introductory shooting classes are booked up months into the future, even on the Sabbath, because people are so desperate for slots. Still others are buying security cameras, taking self-defense classes like Krav Maga, the Israeli martial arts that focus on surviving real-life scenarios, contemplating leaving jewelry at home and removing missiles from their doors as they speak of a fear they have not felt before. Wow. Wow. Folks, if you don't see this eventually affecting your whole life, you're not listening. You're not paying attention. There's no way I can understand. I've never been involved in a place that had a society like America that was taken down, could be taken down so hard. I haven't seen that with my own eyes. My middle son, Melody, is going to Haiti in January on his job. He works. He's a power line worker. Does a lot of work hanging out of a helicopter. But anyway, he's going to Haiti, and he's going down. He said, "Dad," said, "I'm looking forward to going down there because I want to see what it's like in another nation that doesn't have anything." And I said, "Jamie, it's going to open your eyes." When I was in Laos and Vietnam and places, even in Thailand, the things I saw and how people existed and what they didn't have that we take for granted, lots and lots of things take for granted. So I didn't even bother to try to tell you all because you couldn't understand it. But now you're going down to see firsthand. And everyone should have the opportunity to go to a nation like Haiti or other nations around the world, third world countries. They're far worse off than we are. And watch how they live. And then count our blessings here, Melody. Mm. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I would agree.
Now, folks, listen to this. Kill the babies. Anti-Israel hecklers taunt Jews at stroller protest. Oh, my. Hecklers shouted, "Kill the babies," to taunt a protest Sunday organized by Jews in Skokie, Illinois. Now, this isn't Skokie, Illinois, folks. This is the middle of the middle of the country. To highlight the fact that 30 children, including babies, are being held hostage by a Palestinian terrorist group, Hamas, in Gaza. Jewish community members in Skokie, outside of Chicago, have organized an exhibit of 30 empty strollers to raise awareness about 30 children currently being held hostage in Gaza, along with roughly 210 others. The Times of Israel reported Jewish community members in Skokie, outside of Chicago, have organized an exhibit of 30 empty... Several people driving by shout obscenities at the Jewish participants, including "Kill the babies." A source told Breitbart News that more drivers and passersby were supportive of the protest than opposed. And that's good. Who could wish harm to any child? But the division is here. And as time goes on, it's going to increase. When you have nuclear subs patrolling the Middle East ready to fire at Iran or the other nation, do you really think that Russia will not, and Iran and other nations will not get involved and fire back? Are we that far gone that we really think that these people will just let us slide and they're going to back off now and say, "Oops, we're sorry, we goofed"? I don't think so. And one more story for another time. Eyeing North Korea, Tokyo holds first missile evacuation drill in years. Tokyo residents diced for cover inside a train station Monday as part of the first missile evacuation drill in the capital for 4 years in Japan, as Japan frets over the growing threat from nearby North Korea. Around 60 residents participated in the drill in Tokyo's Nerima Ward, which follows a series of recent test launches from the nuclear arms north of everything from short-range and cruise missiles to massive intercontinental ballistic missiles that can strike the continental United States. I don't know what else I can say, Melody. I don't know how much more proof does anybody need to see that we're seeing Matthew 24 being fulfilled, that Christ spoke, wars and rumors of wars.
Yep, absolutely.
This is the most unrest at one time that I think I've ever seen in my lifetime in this world that I know of.
Well, you know, it's not even the most. It's they're huge. I mean, there's been unrest,
exactly.
You know, here and there with, you know, Libya and those things. You know, it goes on and on and on. But these are huge. These are big.
Absolutely. Well, out of 190-some countries, 110 countries in this world are in armed conflict somehow. But now these stories you said, these are huge stories. And Ukraine has went away. This hasn't ended. It's spreading. But the Middle East, I've always said this, the Middle East will be the place where the Third World War starts. And I pray that this isn't it. But it certainly could be. It certainly could be. Any comments, Mel? We're down the last couple minutes. Anything you want to add?
No, and I saw where Russia's, you know, doing agreements with Libya.
That's true.
So, yeah.
That's true.
So they're right in the thick of it.
Well, Russia and Iran are pretty good buddies.
They are.
And China is also moving into the Middle East.
And
you know, so, yeah, this... The Middle East is the pot where it's going to blow up. Now, I'm not going to say it's going to happen, not going to go worldwide, but it's going to start in the Middle East. Tensions there are already escalating, and what really makes it dangerous is pro-Israel or pro-Hamas makes no difference. They're scared all over the world.
Yep.
And a lot here in this country on purpose.
So when that escalates over there, then it's escalating around the world.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And America opened the doors up to that back in 1968.
Yep.
Then let's just start building up here, and it's built up fast. And as hatred divides even more, anger multiplies even more. You know, I mean, it's not going to be a pretty place to be real soon. Folks, please, you need to call Melody. I'm telling you, do what you can to protect yourself. Please, don't wait. Let's pray that you never need us, except maybe just cash in for a new car or a vacation. But it could literally save you and your family's life one day. There's something to barter with. And I mean that. Melody, we're down about the last minute. You go ahead and wrap it up. Tell them what you want to do.
No, and, you know, I really do believe we're experiencing the quiet before the storm, more so than we ever have. And because it's eerie, Butch. It's eerie how so many things are going on, and yet, people look to the paper markets, and as long as they're held together, they have a sense of, I don't know, of calm, they're, you know, and it's just like, I don't get it. There's so much trust and faith in these financial analysts and everything. It's just like, it's just hard for me to gather and to understand. I don't understand it. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And again, folks, you all know my great prices, our service. We've been here for years and years. So, you know, what do you got to lose but your financial purchasing power if you don't call? 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day, and pay the bills I have to pay.
Ain't it sad?
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.
Enough.